Hello, friend, and welcome. This is the Lathan Minnick Show. I am your host, Lathan M.S. Minnick. This is episode 2 of my podcast. The title of this episode is How I Got Here. In this episode, as stated, I'm going to go over the path that I took to get to this point where I'm recording the second episode of my second podcast. And it's been a very windy path, a windy, bumpy path indeed. This is the Lathan Minnick Show. As previously stated, my goal in this podcast is to speak openly about some personal issues that I've long been afraid to talk about, like, for instance, my lifelong battle with mental illness. I've always been encouraged and inspired when I've heard people talk about talk publicly about these topics. I always thought it was very brave for them to put themselves out there and be vulnerable. Two things that it does for me personally is that, one, it lets me know that I am not alone when it comes to mental health and these kind of challenges. And two, it makes me feel like I don't have to be afraid or ashamed of who I am or what I'm going through. And the intention of this podcast is for me to take that gift that I've received from others and to pay it forward. Because I know there's someone out there who needs to hear it, like I needed to hear it at some point in my life. Maybe that person is you. Before I get further into the show, let me just take care of the contact info. The Lathan Minnick Show is available on all the top podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, etc. There's a bunch of different ones that I'm not going to list right now. I know iHeart is one of them. I think Pandora is going through a transition right now. But anyway, that's not important. As you may or may not be able to see, I am doing this on video as well. The video version of this podcast can be found on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LathanMinnick. If you are watching on YouTube, welcome. For social media contact, I am on Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter. I think I'm going to call it Twitter, currently known as X, because that sounds more, seems to make more sense. X is still so weird. Anyway, I am Lathan Minnick on Instagram and X, currently known or formerly known as Twitter. My Facebook page is facebook.com/LathanMinnick. If you want to send me an email, you can reach me at LathanMinnick@gmail.com. Now, on with the show. So before I go further into like the distant to moderate history of my history, I want to go to the recent history of episode 1 of the Lathan Minnick Show. The title of the episode was Porn, and I'm only going to say this word once, suicide. And again, I'm sure that'll get picked up by an algorithm and someone will notice it and there will be a reaction. I'm showing like surprise and like I'm kind of weirded out by the reaction, but I mean, it's a very serious issue. Obviously, it's a very serious issue. Because I expressed some thoughts. I'll just say thoughts. I won't even take it beyond thoughts. I expressed some thoughts in that episode in regards to that second word, which I'm not going to repeat, that starts with an S. I mean, it's all good and fun to joke about it, but obviously it's a very serious issue. But if you go to that video on my YouTube channel, there's a warning about the subject matter. and to, I think the number is 988. If you or someone you know is in danger of, see, I don't even want to say it because I don't want to get flagged again. I may still get flagged. But anyway, moving on. So my reaction to that is, I guess if I look at it in a positive way, it means someone cares. I guess. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there who care and they don't want to see someone get hurt. I'm choosing my words very carefully right now. But then I also see a huge, you know, global conglomerate. I don't know if conglomerate's the right word for YouTube, but, you know, YouTube, it's a huge website and company. You know, Google's pretty big. And they're obviously hosting my content, so to speak. I mean, yeah, they're hosting it. It's on their platform. So, God forbid, something happens and someone sees that content and they do something horrible. I'm sure there's some kind of legal liability concern there. So I see that as well. I see like the business side of it. I'm being super vague right now. And if you didn't listen to that first episode or don't know, well, I said what the title was. But again, I'm walking on eggshells with that topic. I don't want to get flagged again. And as far as like the audio platforms, I mean, someone would have had to listen to the episode in order to have a reaction. So there were no reactions from the audio side. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, Pocket Cast, and however many millions of other ones there are. So yeah, that's it. That's my coverage of my reaction to episode one. So again, title of the episode is How I Got Here. Ooh, I'm struggling here. I'm struggling. I had a podcast previously. This is my second podcast. And I guess I still kind of do have a podcast on my other YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LarthMedia. It was the Larth Media podcast. I went into my history, just like my total like life up into that point, like my, you know, where I grew up and where I lived. And so I'm not going to go through all of that. I'll just say briefly that I was born in Indiana, and I grew up mostly in Hawaii from the age of 5. I spent a couple of years in Los Angeles before that. I now live on the island of Oahu in Hawaii. And so as stated earlier, the theme of this podcast, of this episode, and of this podcast going forward is going to be me overcoming my challenges and talking about them. Talking about the challenges I've already overcome and talking about the challenges that I continue to struggle with. Let me rephrase that. Because I don't know if there's challenges that I have totally overcome yet. I don't know if I said that right. I am continually challenged by mental health, mental illness, we'll say it. So that's going to be an ongoing thing for me. However, the reason why I want to say that, oh, I have overcome this or I have overcome that, is the fact is that I'm sitting here recording this with every intention of putting it out for public consumption. I mean, I put out the first episode and that, you know, that's some subject matter that oh, I can't wait till someone actually knows, sees, or hears that. Anyway, I'm getting off topic here. I've come far enough that I'm willing to do this. And there was a time when doing this was, I'm not going to swear. I'm going to try to avoid the F-bombs. Doing this was freaking terrifying for me. And it's still pretty scary. But we're talking about like crippling. A crippling amount of fear to do this. And I've come this far. As I previously stated, I had a podcast. I didn't keep up with it. I ultimately gave up on it. I wanted to rebrand and go from Larth Media to just my name, Lathan Minnick. And I want to celebrate that name. The point I was making there is that, yes, I've come a long way. And yet there's still so much farther for me to go. So I've met challenges. I've overcame them. And now there's still more challenges. And what I hope will happen is that me talking about this, I see myself like, I don't know, 10 years ago, seeing someone like me talking about this stuff openly that, you know, that person wants to talk about and would love to do it, but just can't bring themselves to do it. I'm hoping I can inspire and encourage someone to do that the way I was encouraged and inspired when I was younger, and I would listen to, you know, a podcast or whatever kind of media it was. As far as what am I challenged with? What's the issue, Lathan? I am currently diagnosed with bipolar depression. I remember when I did the first podcast, I didn't say that until the second episode. And I think that was like I was hiding. I didn't even realize it till after I recorded the episode that I didn't even say my diagnosis, but I can say it now on the second episode of this podcast. I am diagnosed with bipolar depression. The current diagnosis has only been with my current therapist, Wailua Brandman, and I've been seeing him for about 5 years. However, I've been dealing with mental illness, as far as I can tell, most of, if not all of my life. So I guess the symptoms, if you will, because I've been diagnosed with like depression. I mean, depression and anxiety are the two most common, symptoms. I guess they can be a diagnosis as well, depending on what behavior, whatever's going on with the patient. So anxiety, like I'll get really nervous and I have no apparent reason why, or depressed, like, oh, I'm so depressed. And I don't mean like, oh, I'm down, I'm hanging my head as I go through my day. I mean like I'm staying in bed all day because I can't find a reason to get up and do anything and to enjoy life. I mean, I'll probably get to this in the next segment, but yeah, I mean, there was a long period where I would just stay in bed all day and I would just watch YouTube all day. I still get down quite a lot, and I have my, you know, my phases and what have you, but I've never been back to that in years. So again, growth. Anxiety, social anxiety is a big one. The way I feel uneasy around people I don't know. The way I feel around the opposite sex, that's a whole nother ball of worms. and just how I feel around people who from the outside seem like they're confident or they're comfortable in their own skin or whatever it is, I find myself very uncomfortable around those people and most people if I don't know them. And it's not always like that. I mean, like anything, it kind of comes and goes. It ebbs and flows. Lately, I've been doing a lot better. I guess inferiority complex. I've never had my therapist actually say that about me, but that's what I would call it. I'll call it inferiority complex. How I always hold people above me and hold myself below. I hold myself as less than. This is therapeutic right now. I'll tell you what. If you got issues, just start a podcast. It's very therapeutic to talk about this stuff. But then there's always the fear of like, oh, when will someone hear this or see this? And, oh, they're going to say something to me. Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to meet that challenge head on. Okay. So that's the first segment. Just a little brief history of the distant history of how I got here. This next segment here is going to be focused on the past 5+ years, which have been a very transformative time for me, a very challenging and very transformative time for me. Where can I start with that? Well, it all started, I think it was October 2018. Yeah, sure, I'll start there. Somewhere, it was fall 2018. I got a speeding ticket. Not the biggest deal in the world. The biggest deal was that I didn't pay it. Like a month or two later, my car got repossessed. So one, I didn't pay a speeding ticket. Two, obviously I wasn't paying my freaking car payment, so the car got snatched. And it wasn't like, I look back and I think like, what the hell was I doing? What was I thinking? Cause it wasn't like I didn't have the money. I wouldn't sit down and organize my finances and okay, I'm going to pay this bill and I'm going to pay the ticket. So speeding ticket. The only reason why I bring up the speeding ticket, because that leads into a whole nother, like, I didn't pay that, and then I didn't pay my registration because the car because it was repossessed, but then I got it back. But the thing with the speeding ticket is I didn't pay it, and then I don't even remember all the details. It's not really that important. But the thing is, I think, not paying that speeding ticket mean I couldn't get my registration renewed. And because I couldn't get my registration renewed, I couldn't get the safety renewed. I forget all the details, but basically I went without a license for 2 years. Cause then I got multiple, at least two, I think it might've been just two, but where I got tagged for no registration, no safety check. And then I got my license suspended. I'm kind of blanking a lot of these details, but you know what? I'm happy. I'm happy that I don't remember this stuff because that means I've moved on. It's not that important. The most important thing I want to say about that whole situation was I allowed myself to get into a place where I didn't have a license. I had a car. That's the funny part. I had a car. I got my car back after it was repossessed. And I'm still paying payments on it, but I couldn't drive it because it wasn't freaking legal. I still drove it here and there. I was driving it to work, but then I got tagged for the second time, so I stopped. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself here. So yeah, that was the end of 2018. During that time, I was in a relationship. And this is a part where I'm going to get very... I feel a little hesitancy. I feel a little resistance. Like, oh, maybe you shouldn't talk about this. I don't want to... I'm not trying to drag anybody through the mud or anything, but this is my story and I'm going to tell it. I'm not going to mention names. I'm going to provide as little details as possible. But I was in a relationship with a woman that I loved very much. Like I was all in. I was looking at, you know, marriage, kids. I was all looking forward to it. Funny thing is about getting older, like I just turned 46. When I turned 30, and again, this is before I even started seeking help for depression or whatever. I remember the pictures. I was freaking depressed. I was so unhappy. I was just like FML. I don't like life right now. When I turned 40, I was in that relationship with this unnamed woman. I everything was going well as far as I saw it, and I was like, bring it on, you know, 40's here, I'm in this relationship, I'm gonna have, you know, I'm gonna get married, I'm gonna have kids, like bring on my elder years, you know. But yeah, so however, there was a again, I'm like choosing my words very carefully right now. I'll just say it. She had a brother. Okay, I want to say there was a toxic element. I mean, yeah, that goes without saying. He was a toxic element. Again, I don't want to say. I'm real careful about how much details I want to give on this, but basically. He would get drunk and he would get violent. He never, up until the moment, which I will mention in a minute here, he never really physically got violent with me. But I would hear stories. I would hear stories about, you know, he's hitting this person or he's hitting that person. And again, I'm gonna keep it vague here. So like he's hitting so and so, he's getting in a fight with so and so. And this whole time, like I'm in this relationship, and again, I'm talking about marriage, I'm talking about kids, and in hindsight, I'm talking about bringing a child into that situation with this very violent individual. Ooh. Ah. I'm scared that they're going to hear this, and but I mean, what can they do, you know? This is my life, this is my story. I'm going to tell it without, you know, deliberately dragging people through the mud, as I said. So as I said, I had little run-ins with this guy. Like me, and we talk about anxiety. Whenever someone would get like that, would get loud or violent or aggressive or whatever, my anxiety just goes through the roof. I'm not, you know, they talk about the fight or flight response, which means like when there's danger or something, like your fight or flight response is triggered. Well, when it comes to anxiety, I mean, it can be triggered over the smallest thing. Of course, this wasn't the smallest thing. This was a violent, aggressive individual. But whenever he would act up, I would just get anxious and I would get scared and I would try to avoid him as much as possible. Yeah, I guess it should be said, and you know, it will become obvious as I continue here. My at the time girlfriend and her brother were very, very close. And they were, should I say, I'm not even going to bring up their ethnicity, but let's just say they were from an old-fashioned culture where family, you know, family first. And I get that. I don't really have that kind of close relationship with most of my family. But I get that. Family first. So this is a long-winded way of me leading up to, so I talked about late 2018. I rambled on a bit about my ex and her brother. This is leading up to me saying that on January 1st, 2019, at, geez, I don't know, 1-2 o'clock in the morning, we're at a New Year's celebration. I was having a great time. One of the few times that I got, I wouldn't say drunk, but had some drinks. I'm not a real big drinker. But at that celebration, he started acting crazy again. He got into it with someone else at the party, his friend who had invited him to the party. And again, there's details that are coming up for me right now that I am not going to mention. Cause yeah, I'm just not going to go there. Let's just keep it to my story. So he got into it with someone else and he was acting crazy. He left, he was driving up and down the road, like speeding. And then he came back and he acted really calm and just said, okay, I just want to take my family and go. And so he gathered us, me, my girlfriend, his wife. We're all at this party together. But so the three of us are going with him. And in my head, I'm thinking, this guy's drunk. He's been acting crazy all night. I've seen this before. I know how he gets. And like, there's like alarm bells going off in my head. But still, I'm walking towards the car. Because again, this has been my MO, I guess, is that I just kind of go with things. I don't fight. I don't want to cause inconvenience for anybody, which means I usually inconvenience myself or put myself in danger, as I did on this night. Well, I didn't know I was going to provide this much detail. But yeah, so I don't know, maybe he noticed my hesitancy or maybe I wasn't walking fast enough for him. But at one point he like grabs me and like says, let's go. And he kind of shoves me. And again, I don't think I reacted strongly to that. I don't even remember what I did, but I know I didn't like get angry and like acting like I want to fight him or anything like that. Anyway, basically, at some point, we got into it very soon after, and he stabbed me. He chased me around with a knife, and it was all I could do was, like, you know, we were in this, like, garage area, and it was all I could do to just put, like, there's, like, an outdoor garage and, like, just beams, like house beams, putting house beams between us. But yeah, so he stabbed me. So that happened. I was not planning on giving this much detail on what happened. I was going to say that I got stabbed by someone very close to me. And well, that's what he was at the time. Indirectly close to me, as far as being closely related to the woman I loved. So yeah, that's how my 2019 started. And that was, I want to say it was the beginning of the end. And then I want to say it was the beginning of the beginning. Hey, it was both. As I said earlier, it's been a transformative few years. Probably a few too many years by my taste, because I'm still transforming. But yeah, that's about where it all started, where things started going downhill in late 2018. And on 2019, January 1, 2019, I got stabbed. I want to say more about what happened and the follow-up to what happened. So basically, fast forward, not very long. I want to say it was less than 3 weeks, because that was the 1st of January. I want to say it was January 18th, and I could probably look it up in my Gmail, but I don't want to, because those are painful memories. I was let go from my job. You know, I used to say I was fired. I actually have it on my notes here that say I was fired. Of course, that's not what they say, right? I'm sure some people say that, like, you're fired, something like that. But they usually say, what I was told when it happened was, Lathan, I think we should part ways. And I'm just reliving it right now. I'm like, oh my God. What a significant moment that was in my life. Again, I'm not gonna go into details. I went into a lot more details than I meant to on the stabbing. I'm not gonna go into details on this. It's not important. So basically, that's how my 2019 started. Stabbed on January 1. I want to say fired because it's got so much more oomph. Let go, parted ways with on January 18th. So clearly, whatever was happening in my life with my girlfriend, with her family, clearly it was affecting me at work. And I want to bring that up and start complaining about that. But no, I'm not going to. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. So, yeah. And it was soon after that, because I lost my job. I had to change medical insurance. I had to switch to Quest, which is the free, I guess you call it Medicaid here in Hawaii. Which is lucky because I guess, you know, some places you don't have that. But in Hawaii, you don't have a job. You have medical insurance pretty much right away. And that's when I met Wailua, because the therapist I was seeing at the time, he didn't accept Quest. So I had to find a new therapist, which I did. And I've been with him ever since. So I guess one thing that, oh, I mean, all this stuff about my ex is very painful. And like I said, this is therapeutic. I should be talking about this with my therapist, which I have talked to him about it. But anyway, just to end up on my ex and how she became my ex. So the thing happened on January 1st. And again, as is the theme with Lathan back then, I didn't file a restraining order. Because my girlfriend and her brother were so close, he was still coming around. Like, as I recall, on the day that I was let go from my job, he was there at her workplace waiting for her. And I'm thinking to myself, like, Jesus, talk about a double whammy. The point is, instead of just reliving all this negative emotion, The point I'm trying to make is that went on for another, that was January. That went on for another 7-8 months that I was with this girl. And again, I didn't advocate for myself. I didn't stand up for myself. That was my problem. I didn't, you know, I would let people push me around. That's just been such a theme in my life for so long. And I think as I'm reaching middle age, I'm getting older, that anger just builds and builds and builds over decades. And I'm sure it attributes to, you know, into the mental illness, to the depression, to whatever. But I didn't take all the steps that I needed to take to make sure that he was at a safe distance. And he would still come around and I would tell her, why is he here? I guess I should say I had legal action pending against him. I did press charges. She didn't, even though she was attacked too. But that's a whole nother, no, whole nother issue. I had a legal case pending against him, and I had every right, and I'm sure it would have been granted a restraining order. Could have got him in a lot of trouble for coming around when he should stay however many feet away from me that he should stay. But I didn't, because that's who I was back then. I put up with that. I want to swear. I'm going to try not to swear. I put up with that crap. I don't know if you guys know who David Goggins is, but I'm listening to him. I've listened to him off and on. But, oh, man, he's an ex-Navy SEAL, and he swears like a sailor. Anyway, moving on. So, yeah, the whole point that I was getting to with all of that is that all of that dysfunction, all that toxicity with me and my ex and her brother went on for so long after January 1st, 2019. And so finally, at the end of August, as I recall, I think it was either 1 week before or 1 week after our 3-year anniversary. I want to say it was 1 week before. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not important. I just remember thinking that I don't want to celebrate an anniversary. I want to get out of this situation. And I did. I broke up with her very, very, very suddenly. I'm sure she was shocked. So yeah, that was that. I'm going to try to move on from that topic. Oh my God. So after that, cause I was living with this woman. We had an apartment together that we were, you know, we were co leaseholders. So I moved out. I left most of the furniture with her because, you know, whatever. I left her a king bed. I left her a bunch of stuff, entertainment center, because I just wanted out. I didn't have that much money. Like I said, I lost my job in January of that year. And I didn't get another job till March. And that goes into a whole nother thing about. I talked about weed on my last podcast. And at the time, actually, I'm pretty sure throughout that whole relationship, I was smoking weed. Even after I lost my job, even though I shouldn't have, because I should have been looking for a job, which may require a drug test, I was still smoking weed. And again, I just look back at this stuff and like, you know, that it is what it is. That was what it was. That's who I was. That's not who I am now. On the topic of weed, I haven't smoked weed in over 2 years. But yeah, I just wanted to reestablish that I was unemployed for whatever it was, 2.5 months. I got a job, which is now my current job, which is coming up on 5 years. Actually, it's like literally in a couple days. I just realized that. But when I left this relationship, I didn't have much money. I mean, I was working, but I'm sure I still had bills. I still had, you know, things to take care of. So I was living with my mom. And as is often the case, when me and my mom live together, sometimes there are some arguments. And just for me personally, I need my space. I'm a very independent person. I like people, I like friends, I like, you know, girlfriends and family and all of that, but a lot of times I'm very much a lone wolf. So I stayed with her for a month and I finally found this place, which again I've been at for I guess this October will be 5 years. Jesus, I've been in this place too long. I need to get a new place. Anyway. So that's the boo-hoo. Boo-hoo, woe is me. My last 5 years have been so difficult. Yada, yada, yada. Those first couple years after the stabbing, after the breakup, after losing the job, those were the difficult times when I was saying that I was really depressed and I was staying in bed all day. And again, if I didn't have something that was like forcing me out the door, I would just stay in the house. I would just stay in this apartment, lay in bed and do nothing all day. I've luckily moved on from that. So yeah, ooh, God, that was a doozy. One thing I wanted to say before I exit that entire subject, it feels real good to talk about. And again, I want to go into details about this person and that thing that happened and oh, this, and I'm not really protecting anybody's identity or integrity or honor or something. But at a certain point, I feel like, and I mean, I'm validating myself right now by talking about it, but I feel like for like too long after those all that stuff happened, my, you know, 2019, for too long, I just kept telling myself, I kept reminding myself how difficult of a time I had. Instead of telling myself, instead of saying, okay, well, that happened. You know, I've got David Goggins in my head right now, what he would say. And it's not safe for TV. Instead of just, you know, smacking myself on the butt and saying like, okay, that happened. Now, what are we going to do? Because that's not who I was back then. That is more so who I am now. Getting there. Still a lot of work to be done. But I spent so much time just dwelling on that. Like, and I get that's what they call playing the victim. I was so in love with the fact that, yeah, I went through all this stuff and I've had it so hard and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But where was that getting me? Nowhere. Oh, my God. I want to swear so bad. Might have to change the explicit rating on this podcast. So, yeah, during that time, those first couple years, like I said earlier, I didn't have a license. I didn't get my license back till 2021, my birthday, 2021. So that was a good, what, 2-3 years without a license. I was riding my bike everywhere. I lost 50 pounds and then gained it back. So, yeah, I was doing really well. And then I mentioned Larth Media. I'll just mention it again just to say in the timeline, whenever that was, I want to say it was late 2021 when I started that. And I did like 4 episodes over the span of like 8 months. And then I just didn't do an episode. And I remember I paid for the hosting like for another year after that. You're welcome, Buzzsprout. But I kept paying for the hosting because I kept telling myself if I take this podcast down, it means I'm giving up. But at a certain point, I did. I just said at that point, I decided that I'm going to rebrand. It's not going to be Larth Media anymore. I talked about Larth. I'm not going to say what Larth comes from. It's a nickname. You can listen to the Larth Media podcast to talk about that. I might use the name Larth Media as a company name or something in the future. But like I said, I'm going forward with the Lathan Minnick show. This is my show. Hopefully I'll have guests or something at some point. But right now I'm just working my way through the awkward early years, early episodes, if you will. And so after, I think the last episode of Larth Media was like, I want to say it was summer 2022, the last episode that I put up. And I went on a trip. I went to the Big Island. I had a bunch of fun. And then after that, like when I came home, I don't know what it was, but like I said, I lost 50 pounds in a year or so prior to that. And then between, I want to say late 2022 to, I guess, January 2023, I gained at least 30 pounds. So like my weight is just going like up and down, up and down. And so that takes me to 2023. And I kept telling myself that like, yeah, 2023 is going to be a big year for me. I'm going to get a lot of stuff done. And I suppose depending on how you look at it, I did. The way I was looking at it is like, yeah, I'm just going to trailblaze and I'm going to do this and I'm going to accomplish this. So my two big, I don't know what you want to call them. We'll just say accomplishments. My two big accomplishments in 2023, and I need to remind myself that they are accomplishments, is one, I started working with a metabolic specialist, a nutritionist, Dr. Jody Nishida, theketoprescription.com. And between, well, let's just say in the year of 2023, I lost as much as, I think at most I was down like 82 pounds. And that wasn't even like a whole year. Like I fell off at the end of the year. And if I had kept on, I probably could have lost 100 pounds. At one point, I think she was kind of worried, like, okay, you can slow down now. But as it stands right now, from 20, I started working with her, I think January 5th, 2023. To now, I'm down 70 plus pounds. I just put it at 70. It's like more than 70, approaching 80. I go back and forth. So that was my one. That's one of my big accomplishments. And I got to remind myself, and I got to pat myself on the back, and I got to validate myself and say, yes, you did that, and give myself credit. And the second one is taking a screenwriting class at UH Manoa. The screenwriting class, just one class. I talked about this on the last podcast, Larth Media. You can go watch that one. I talked about the desire to go into film school, to become a filmmaker. I don't know where I am. I'm at with that right now. I'm not going to go into that right now. But I did take this screenwriting class, and I have to say it was one of the most difficult things I've ever done. And I don't even mean like it was technically difficult. Like I had to learn things and memorize things and, you know, like school, like hard schoolwork. It was writing, and I like to write. It was watching short films, and I enjoyed that for the most part. What it was that was so challenging for me was, again, anxiety, inferiority, so whenever I did this when I started prepping for this podcast, like for the first episode and for this episode, whenever I sit down to like do something or learn something, I'm looking for a job right now. Not too actively, but yeah, my intention is to get a new job. Whenever I sit down and like research something, do something, I'm just overcome with anxiety. And I've been talking about it with Wailua, my therapist, and I don't know. He would say it's an external locus of control. Like my unconscious belief is that, I don't know, external things are in control of me instead of me being in control of myself. That's a whole nother issue. But getting back to this class, like I would feel that just anxiety every freaking time I would sit down to do something for that. I mean, every class, it was all, you know, it was all virtual. It was all on Zoom, which thank God for that. Cause if I had to do it in person, I probably would have had even a harder time, dealing with the anxiety. I mean, last time I went to college was like back in 2009, and I kind of had the same thing back then, but I think even now, like I'm even older and I feel even weirder that I'm surrounded by, you know, most of these kids, and I'll call them kids, are all, you know, barely 18 or in their early 20s at the oldest. And it's not just about them. It's the inferiority. It's the feeling of not belonging. Like, you know, what are you doing? You don't know what you're doing. You can't learn this. You're not, you know, it's just all this negative self-talk going on in the back of my head. And again, I'm not trying to pump my victim role fist. But at the same time, I'm dealing with post COVID. I had COVID in late 2022. And I've had like post-COVID symptoms since then. And during this screenwriting class, I got sick like twice a month, 2-3 times a month. And this is like six week course. So I was getting sick like almost every week. And again, thankfully the class was on Zoom. It was online. So if I had to like go to class feeling like that, I probably would have called off or not showed up to class. But I want to say I overcame it, but I'm sure that if I had to go through it again, I'd probably have a similar reaction, maybe a little less. But I passed the class. I got an A in that class. Granted, I did all the extra credit I could. But I got an A in that class. And again, one of the hardest things I've ever done. And again, I'm less sure now that I want to be a filmmaker than I was a year ago. I'm less sure that I want to go to some kind of traditional college, school, what have you. But what I am sure of is that fear, that anxiety that I suffered is a strong word, experienced, going to that class tells me that that's the kind of thing that I need to be doing, that I need to be challenging in order to move forward and grow in my life. Are we almost done? Can I leave now? This is hard. Anyway, almost there. So yeah, I guess the last thing to say on this segment is the new podcast. I don't know when I started telling myself, like, okay, I'm going to start a new podcast. It's going to be something about Lathan Minnick. At some point, I just said, the Lathan Minnick Show. I like that. I want to see my name, like my cursive signature on a logo or something. But, you know, we'll get there. I listened to the Tim Ferriss Show. And I like Tim Ferriss. He's, you know, seems to be a really smart guy, and he's very successful. And that's his podcast, The Tim Ferriss Show. Very simple, very straightforward. No, you know, no gimmicks. And I kept, you know, dragging my rear. What words can you say that it's considered explicit? Can I say the ASS word? Can I just swear just a little bit? I mean, of course I can. But it's going to affect who can consume the content, right? Or who will consume the content. And that's not a question for right now. But anyway, I was, you know, dragging my feet on starting this new podcast. And then, as I do every year, I took a vacation for my birthday at the end of February. And I told myself, like, you're going to get this done. You're going to start the podcast. You're going to put one episode up. And that's what I did. I mean, it didn't really, I'll go into details about how it wasn't really posted on my birthday, but it's not important. The thing is that I started the process, and technically I uploaded an episode on my birthday. And so here I am. That was episode one. That I won't mention the title because of what I said earlier. And here I am, episode two. So just to give a time frame, that was my birthday. If anybody, you know, want to mark your calendars. My birthday is February 23rd. And that's when I recorded and uploaded my... No, I think I recorded it on the 22nd. Not that any of this is important. But anyway, the point is, episode one, February 23rd, right? Here I am, recording episode two, March 16th, less than a month later. The goal, and I told myself this with the first podcast, my goal is to put out a weekly podcast. So far, I got a monthly podcast going. So let me just be happy with that. But as soon as I put this up, I want to start just working towards the next one. What's the next topic? What's the next episode? What are we doing, Lathan? And I guess that takes me to my third segment, Act Three, as I've written it here. Where do I go from here? I guess I talked about that a little bit. Whether or not I'm going to go to school, go back to school. I mean, I'm not an academic, so to speak, but I am very intellectually curious. I'm an unofficial academic. Just means I like knowledge. I am studying Japanese. Watashi wa Nihongo o benkyo shimasu. I don't know where that will take me. What I do know is that I seem to have a talent for... I would have previously said that I have a talent for learning foreign languages. Now I would say I have a talent for pronouncing foreign languages. Because saying the words in a way that sounds natural and understanding how those words go together and how to speak that language are two very different things, which I'm learning as I actually study Japanese and grammar and oy vey. That's a whole nother story. I don't know what's going on outside, but I hear like some drums or something. Anyway, focus. Well, it's Saturday night, right? Okay. So is it going to be more schooling? Is it going to be, I mean, I'm studying Japanese regardless. I want to take my my Japanese language proficiency test in December and see where I can go from that. I'm looking at jobs that maybe I can grow into as, you know, a bilingual Japanese speaker. Or am I going to focus solely on my content creation? That's a big one for me. For all these different goals, the idea of me creating my own content and developing my own business and doing something that's, you know, me is so appealing. That is very distracting. I'm recording my episode. I can't be distracted, but there's like, speaking of Japanese, like some kind of Japanese festival drums or something going on outside. I don't know if that's coming through on the mic. So yeah, the question is, what do I want to do in life? What is my impact? What do I want to do? What do I want to be when I grow up and I'm freaking 46 years old? Well, as previously stated at the top of this episode, is that I want to talk about these issues that I've struggled with for so long and continue to grow in myself as I talk about them and as I learn more, and to apply that learning to this podcast or whatever outlets that I will use for that, in the with the intent that I'm going to help someone behind me who, like I said, 10 years ago, I would have never done something like this. I would have been so terrified. Meanwhile, there's a bond dance or something going on outside. It's very distracting. I feel like I'm going to start hearing firecrackers or something. So, that is the impact I want to have on the world. I'm helping myself by doing this and by learning more and by working on myself. And I want to document that work, and I want to put that work out so someone else can look at it. It's like, oh, well, look, that guy did it. And I'm not, you know, I'm just me. I'm, you know, middle-aged security guard guy. I'm a security guard, by the way, currently. So it's almost like if I was famous or successful or whatever, if I was some big name, I think it's easier for someone to look at someone like that and like, oh, well, I can't do that. But if someone looks at me like, wow, Lathan's doing it, maybe I give it a try. And maybe you will. Anyway, I think we've come to the end. How long have I been going? I'm not even going to look at it. I'm going to say this one's going to be at least an hour. So yeah, that was it. That was episode 2 of the Lathan Minnick Show. I want to thank you for joining me, especially if you're still here at this point. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, and if you want to support me, you can do so by following the Lathan Minnick Show on Apple, Spotify, and on most of the top, you know, podcast platforms out there. Excuse me. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LathanMinnick. The podcast is also on YouTube Music, which is basically the same thing. So kind of confusing what YouTube's doing with podcasts. Hopefully they'll square it away. I am at Lathan Minnick on Instagram and Twitter, currently known as X. And my Facebook page is facebook.com/LathanMinnick. I want to thank you again, my friend, for joining me, and have a great day.